June 11th, 2014. St. Francis de Sales says, Praise be to Jesus. I came yesterday and described to you the attributes of a good leader. Today I wish to describe to you the attributes of a good follower. A follower places himself at the disposal of his leader, whether it is to serve in some distinct physical way, in some mental capacity, or just to pray for the one who leads. This last designation of prayer warrior is the most important, as leadership is so under attack these days. The follower must be careful as to where and how he is being led. He has the responsibility of his own salvation first and foremost. He must not allow himself to be subjugated to any evil by anyone in a leadership role. Evil can be insidious in its attempts to oppose the kingdom of God, or it can be obvious, opposing prayer, opposing the fruits of the Spirit, and promoting evil. Therefore, it is important that leadership be scrutinized as to its motives and discerned in the light of good and evil. If a leader objects to such scrutiny, he may be doing so as he sees himself in the position of compromised leadership. As important as it is for a leader to define good from evil, it is of even greater importance for a good follower to do so. If good cannot be discovered apart from evil, how can a leader or a follower know the truth? Be well composed, then, in your discernment. Do not be a slave to darkness. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light.